Thank you very much, Chi Mu Su, for your prayer and all the rest of you for my wife.
谢谢, 奇牧师的祷告跟你们, 大家为我, 妻子的祷告。
It has been a very unusual day for me.
今天是一个很不寻常的日子。
So I hope that you will continue to pray for Betty as she is trying to determine whether she needs surgery.
请你们继续为我妻子 Betty 祷告, 他们在决定她需不需要开刀。
I also need to apologize for my poor Chinese.
抱歉我的中文不大好。
I can understand maybe 5th-6th grade Chinese.
我大概大概在小学五六年级的程度。
So if you talk in Mandarin at that level, I can understand it.
如果你们用那个程度的中文跟我交谈，我可以了解的。
But I can probably speak at second grade level.
那要我说的话，大概只有二年级的程度。
Something like 爸爸好，妈妈好。But the reason why my Chinese is so poor is because as I studied in America, I was forced to learn French and German.
我中文不好是有原因的，因为我在美国受教育，那他们要我学要我学德语，要我学法语。
And I forgot a lot of my Chinese.
结果中文全掉光了。
And then you will see later as I share with you, wherever God placed me to teach in seminaries, I was further and further away from Chinese people.
你会发现说，后来我在神学院里面做一些教学的工作，结果我是离中文的环境越来越远。
So it's hard to remember. I will try next time.
很不容易，但是下次我会再尝试。
Well, tonight I'd like to just share very briefly.
今天晚上我有很简短的分享。
Just some ideas about how all of us can work better with the two different generations.
今天主要就是说，我们怎么样能够在两代的不同的会众里面，我们能够怎样更有效的来服事。
Life in America is very tricky. It's very hard.
在美国的生活是有时候蛮复杂的。
Because our children grow up without any understanding about Chinese culture.
我们的孩子长大对中国的文化是几乎也知道的很少。
It took me a long time to appreciate my Chinese heritage.
这个对我而言让我了解中国的文化事实上花了很长一段时间。
In fact, I was one of those English pastors who wanted to leave the Chinese church.
我那个时候是我当英文部牧师的时候都还很想离开中国人的教会。
And then I did some research about the history of Chinese Christians.
后来我就开始去花了一点时间研究中国的基督徒。
I received a grant to do oral history or to do interviews with Chinese leaders in the church.
我得到一些赞助能够去访问一些用谈话的方式访问一些中国的基督徒。
And I talked to both overseas born and American born.
我跟海外出生的华人就是我们是海外生的不在美国生的，还有在美国生的这些华人第二代。
And I was amazed that God used that research to change my heart.
很奇妙的，神用我那一次的研究工作把我的心改变了。
I began to appreciate Chinese people, all Chinese people, more and more.
我开始越来越喜欢所有各式各样的中国人。
So I've dedicated my life to try to help Chinese churches learn to get along.
所以我献上我自己的这一生，希望使不同文化背景的中国人能够在一起。
So let's begin. I want to say a little bit more about myself. This is my father and mother. My father is a pastor.
我介绍一下我自己，这是我的父母，我父亲是一个牧师。
He started our church in Brooklyn, New York.
他在纽约布鲁克林区开始了一个教会。
And this is me and my parents in Taiwan.
这是当时我跟我父母亲在台湾的时候。
These are my parents when in the 35th anniversary.
这是我父母亲在他们结婚35周年的时候。
It was a wonderful time because it was 1 year after my wedding.
那个是一个很值得纪念的日子，是在我结婚一周年的时候。
And this is my wedding.
这是我的婚礼。
And that's my wife.
我的妻子。
I can't wait to go home.
我迫不及待想回家。
And this is a few years ago when our family moved out to California.
几年前，这一张是我的，我们家离开了，然后搬到加州的时候。
So I was raised in a church.
所以我是在一个教会里长大的。
And I understand the only Chinese I really knew was the names of the books of the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Okay, never mind.
那个时候我唯一知道的中文是在圣经里面的那些人的名字。
Because we would have one worship service and it's translated from Guori to English.
我们只有一个崇拜只有一堂是讲中文，然后翻成英文。
So I learned a little bit Chinese there.
所以我在那个讲道里面学了一点点中文。
But this is I want to show you then our journey if I can get this to work. Is it working? I think this is stuck. Can someone help me move to the next slide?
下一张。
Whoops. Should I reset it?
No, 没关系，我们等一下上面的他们操纵 PowerPoint 的帮我们一下。
Well, I was going to show in my slide a map of my family's journey from China to United States and back.Okay, let's try it again. Okay, there we go. So my father was born in Guizhou.
我父亲生在贵州。
And he went from Guizhou to Taiwan.
从贵州搬到台湾。
And met my mother.
在那里认识了我的母亲。
My mother is Taiwanese.
我母亲是台湾人。
And they both came to New York City.
他们一起就到了纽约
and brought me with them,
把我带过来
and I had two younger brothers.
我还有两个弟弟
my wife was born in Hong Kong.
我的妻子生在香港
and she met me in New York.
我们在纽约认识
and we found each other in college.
我们是在大学里认识的
and after I finished my studies,
我读完大学以后
My teaching took me to Denver, Rochester, and finally the Bay Area.
我在一些地方教书，从 Rochester， 从 Denver， 后来最后到了加州湾区。
My research is really focused on the Chinese diaspora.
我的研究是有关于中华人的。
And what I want to look at is how the Chinese.People migrated from China to the Southeast and then to the United States.
我当时做的研究主要是研究中国人怎么样到南洋又到了美国。
This summer,
这个暑假
I spent a week in Shanghai.
我在上海过了一个星期。
I met some church leaders and gave a paper at a conference.
那里我跟一些教会的领袖见面，然后给他们一些报告。
And then my oldest son spent the summer in Okinawa.
我的儿子在琉球那里待了一会儿。
So we both our family was all over the place.
所以我们的家庭是在各地各方。
And then finally we came back.
最后我们终于回来了。
Is this like your journey?
这像不像你们的旅程呢
？Have you traveled all over the world?
你是不是在全世界各地跑了
？If you did, you are an amazing person.
那你这一生真的是很精彩。
14 hours, 20 hours on an airplane, that's amazing.
有时候一坐飞机就是14个小时、22个小时。
And I think Chinese who travel overseas are amazing.
你们这些从海外各地来的人真是很了不起。
Now my migration was also across the United States.
我也是在美国到处移居。
We took our house everywhere we went.
我们不论到哪里都把我们的房子带着。
So when I first started, I got my PhD in New York.
我在纽约完成我的博士。
I was a pastor in a Chinese church there.
我后来在那里一个中国教会做牧师。
And then God called me to Denver.
神引导我就到了Denver 的丹佛。
And then after that to Rochester, New York.
后来到纽约州的一个城叫 Rochester，
and finally here to the Bay Area，
最后就到了旧金山湾区。
So our family has I think my wife is very unhappy that I forced the family to move so much.
我这样搬来搬去，我的妻子很不高兴。
But I tell her that we're like Abraham and Sarah.
我跟她讲，我们就像亚伯拉罕跟撒拉。
And she says she doesn't want to be Sarah.
她说我不想当撒拉。
Okay, anyway, let me talk about tonight.
来，我们讲讲今天晚上的题目。
I only have three real main points.
我谈到的有三点。
I'm concerned about how we as a Chinese church can work between the two generations.
我主要是有关于我们一个华人教会怎么样在两个不同的两代不同的会众里面怎么样在一起服事。
And if there's time at the end, I would be happy to answer. We can talk about have question and answers.
完了以后，我们可以有一些问答。
The first thing is I want to share some biblical principles and models.
第一个我想分享一些是圣经里的一些原则跟一些模式。
And then I want to talk about some ideas of what we can do in our church.
然后我想提出一些主意给你们。
And then I want to talk about ideas that we can do in of all the Chinese churches in North America.
有一些主意是你们教会也许可以做的，有一些是我们跨所有的教会，所有的华人教会在美国能够同心协力一起来做的。
So the foundational biblical principle that I think would help us.
圣经的一些原则做基础能够帮助我们。
It's found in Jeremiah 29.
第一个地方是在耶利米书的二十九章。
In Jeremiah 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
The prophet Jeremiah is sharing some letter to the Jewish people who were exiled.
这里讲到先知耶利米，他是从耶路撒冷，他写信给那些被掳去的一些人，一些百姓。
The Babylonian empire took all the smartest, the best Jewish young people away from Israel and into their country.
巴比伦王尼布加尼撒把犹太人中间年轻的、最优秀、最有知识的、最有能力的，通通把他从耶路撒冷掳走了。
So many of them wanted to go back to Jerusalem.
很多很多，他们中间很多人一生都想要回到耶路撒冷。
But Jeremiah encouraged them to think a little differently.
耶利米在这里鼓励他们用不同的方式来好好的想他们的状况。
Indeed, it's important to think about going home.
当然想要回家这是很重要的。
But in the meantime,
但是当他们还不能回家的时候
，think about this.
想想看这个。
So let's take a look at verse 129.
第二十九章的一节。
These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exile and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
先知耶利米从耶路撒冷寄信于被掳的祭司、先知和众民，并生存的长老，就是尼布加尼撒从耶路撒冷掳到巴比伦去的。
Let's jump down to verse 4.
我们跳到第四节。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
第四节信上说，万军之耶和华以色列的神对一切被掳去的，就是我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人如此说。
Build houses and live in them. Let me finish first. Plant gardens and eat what they produce.
你们要盖造房屋，住在其中，栽种田园，吃其中所产的。
Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease.
娶妻生儿女，为你们的儿子娶妻，使你们的女儿嫁人，生儿养女，在那里生养众多，不致减少。
But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare.
我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
So I think this is a helpful verse for all of us.
这对我们是很有帮助的一节经文。
Wherever God calls you,
神呼召你到哪里？
And that's where you should invest your time.
那就是你需要把你的你的时间投资下去的地方。
That's where you should invest your energy.
你需要把你的精力投资在那里。
So a fundamental principle is that when you are here in America, I think it'd be helpful to also think about America and the situation here.
意思是当你住在美国这个地方的时候，要为这个地方来着想。
Just to be in your mind, that's it. A little bit of thinking about that.
就是想一想，把这个放在你的思想当中。
Because we clearly must care about what God is doing around the world and in China.
我们当然很关心神在全世界所做的事，或者神在中国所做的事。
But in order to be successful with working with the generations, at least we should think about what we're doing here.
要跟你们的下一代能够很成功的在一起工作服事。第一个我们要做的就是好好想一想你所居住的这里。
Now, after you have done that, then we can think of some other models in the Bible that help us to work with the two different generations.
有这个念头在心里，我们再看圣经给我们的几个模式。
In Matthew chapter 7,
在马太福音的第七章，
Jesus talks about how God loves us.
耶稣提到神怎么爱我们。
In verse 11, 7 through 11,
从第七节到第十一节。
Well, let's just read verse 9.
我们来就读第九节好了。
Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake?
有人有一辆福特的 Taurus, 车灯没有关啊，去看一下。你们中间谁有儿子求饼反而给他石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？
Here I think Jesus is talking about how God loves all of us as a father loving a son.
这里耶稣是说神怎么爱我们，就像一个父亲爱他的儿女一样。
So most of our Chinese churches have this type of model.
我们大部分的中国教会都有这样的一个模式。
The second generation are our children.
第二代是我们 的下一代。
They grow up. We watch them grow up.
我们看着他们长大。
And we try our best to give them all they need to grow in Christ.
我们尽我们的一切帮助他们在基督里成长。
And we give them all they need to grow as young, mature adults.
我们也帮助他们，给他们一切，使他们能够成长成为一个成熟的年轻人。
And this is a very good model.
这是一个很好的模式。
And I am so grateful that so many churches like yours have given so much to the next generation.
我心里很感激的就是像你们这样的教会，把很多的资源给你们的第二代。
And this model must continue.
这个模式应该要继续的。
But sometimes things change.
但是有时候情况会有一些改变。
Sometimes the children grow up.
有时候这个孩子最后是长大了。
And sometimes new people come to the English ministry who are not your children.
有时候呢，有一些新的人进到我们的英语部，不是我们的儿女。
So that's where I think Model B applies.
那这个时候我们就有第二个模式。
I'm not going to read the Bible passage because it's going to take too much time.
这一段我们就不读整个圣经的经节，因为花时间。
But I hope that you will look at it on your own.
我希望你们自己会去打开来读。
Here is the model of learning to respect the other as an equal partner in ministry.
这个模式就开始，你需要彼此有一些尊重，因为两方好像是一个合伙在一起工作打拼的。
I know this is a hard model.
这个就是比较辛苦了。
Because when my son becomes an adult,
当我的儿子变成一个成年的时候，
I will have a hard time treating him as an adult.
我要对待我儿子像一个成年人也有点困难。
I will always look at him as my little baby boy.
我一直看着他，总是觉得他是我以前的我的小孩子。
In same way, with my parents.
我的父母也一样。
They always look at me as their baby son.
他总是把我看成是小孩。
So it takes a little bit more work to treat the other as an equal.
要把对方当作跟我是同等平等的。是需要有一些花一些功夫的。
But many churches are doing that.
很多教会现在正在想办法做这个。
That's good news.
这是好事。
Because in the end is no longer a parent-child relationship, but it's two vibrant ministries working side by side.
因为最后你会看到已经不是一个父母跟儿女的一个模式了， 而是两个非常生气蓬勃 的会众跟两个生气蓬勃的教会 在一起。
But I think even that motto needs a little bit more.
甚至 这个模式还可以 再进一步。
And the third one is mutual growing together.
第三个就是能够一起共同的一起成长。
This way the second generation will have a chance to get to work with the first generation and the first generation work with the second generation. They work together.
在这第三个模式第二代的他们会跟第一代的一起 来服侍一起来工作同工第一代的也会过去跟第二代一起同工
And this is the model which I think is the healthiest model for all of our churches.
这所有对所有华人教会 这是一个最健康的情况
But this is also the most difficult.
但是也是最困难的一个情况
So I think that there are some suggestions I have that we might look into for our churches.
有一些对我们教会可能 我可以给一些建议
There, if a church can invest some energy into intergenerational family ministries, that would be great.
如果教会能够把一些精力资源放在两代整合的一些事工上，那会很好。
So for example, what my wife is doing now, just to give you an example.
给你一个例子，就是我的妻子现在在做这样的事情。
She got earned a certificate from UC Berkeley.
她从伯克莱大学得到一个证书。
And the certificate is about how to help students apply for college.
她在那里得到一个证书是什么样的证书呢？是一个一个资格，就是她能够帮助学生怎么样去申请大学。
And many Chinese parents in our church are very anxious about their children's college.
我们中国教会的父母总是对他们孩子上大学非常看重。
And often that creates tension in the family.
有时候在家里就造成一些紧张。
Is that familiar with you?
是不是大家蛮熟悉的状况
？I don't know. Maybe here you don't have any problems with college.
也许你们在这里孩子上大学不是问题。
But many of the members of my church, the parents don't know enough about what college is about here in America.
在我的教会，很多的父母并不是很清楚美国的大学的一些情形。
So they only want their children to go to UC Berkeley.
所以他们只说我的孩子一定要上伯克莱。
Or Stanford.
或是 Stanford.
Or Harvard.
或是哈佛。
And if their children do not go to those schools, they're very upset.
如果孩子没有去这些最顶尖的学校，他们就很不高兴。
And the children are thinking that, you know, that's so much pressure.
孩子就觉得对他压力好大。
So my wife has is just it can help to provide some conversation and more realistic understanding of college application.
所以我的妻子接受了这个训练，能够让她帮助两方能够有多一点的了解。那也让做父母的能够更了解美国的大学情形。
So she has offered workshops in our church.
所以她在教会里面就开一些讲习班。
And she has actually provided counseling for several families.
也给好几个家庭提供这些辅导。
And in the middle of all that, we're talking about how important it is to follow Jesus Christ.
在中间，她就慢慢把一些原则提出来，来说我们要来。跟随耶稣基督是多么的重要。
Now I'm not asking churches to hire my wife.
我不是说你们要把我的妻子雇过来。
But I'm presenting that as an idea that maybe we can provide a ministry that really, really hits an important area in life.
我只是举个例，就是说，也许我们可以有一个事工是在这两代之间的生活很重要的一环的。
I think so many So many young people will feel so much better when they go to college, and they might want to come back to church.
如果教会提供这样子的帮助的话，当他们去了大学的时候，他们心里感觉会很好，他们会很愿意再回来这个教会。
Another idea comes from,
另外一个想法
from my friend Reverend James Yu.
是从我一个朋友，另外一个牧师。
He's at the Taiwan Evangelical Formosan Church of Irvine, California.
他在加州 Irvine 的一个中国教会。
He has a program called cross training.
他有一个教会的事工叫做
I don't know how
他们叫 cross training， 就是跨过来互相的训练。
So every new leader of the English speaking congregation,
英语部如果有 每一个新的英语部的领袖
in Chinese congregation,
还有
new leaders,
新的中文部的领袖
are required to spend time in the other congregation.
教会要求他们要花一些时间到另外一边去。
So that's called a cross, right? Cross training.
我们叫 cross, 就是跨过去。
It's only a temporary, not permanent.
暂时的，不是永久的。
But it gives the leaders a chance to understand the other congregation.
但是这让双方的领袖有机会了解另外一边。
So the church staff becomes much more, work together much better.
所以教会的这工作人员能够彼此有更多了解。
So I think that you might want to invite Reverend Yu to come here and talk about his program.
也许你们可以邀请这位牧师来你们这里谈一谈他们怎么做的。
He's very helpful.
很有帮助。
And then a third idea.
另外第三个主意
is to systematically equip, feed, and reward bridge builders.
对于那些能够在中间搭桥做桥梁帮助双方的。我们需要装备他，我们需要喂养他，我们需要鼓励他们。
These are people who can speak both languages.
就是对那些能够讲双方的语言的。
And they understand both cultures.
能够了解双方的文化的。
Such as you. And they are given special kinds of equipping and feeding and rewards.
他们能够得到特别的一些训练。装备，那能够特别有一些鼓励。
And if they're encouraged and not given too much other work,
然后要鼓励他们，教会不要给他们太多其他的事工。
Then maybe they can help the church also become much more cohesive.
他们能够帮助这个教会彼此能够更紧密的连接。
So those are just some simple ideas, and I'm sure you have others too.
这只是一个简单的几个主意，你们也还可以想到更多。
And now, as we look at all the Chinese churches in North America,
我们来看在北美的所有的华人教会
we might be able to find some ways to help all the churches.
也许我们可以找出一些办法是可以帮助众教会的。
In the last 20 years,
过去二十年
there is the next generation of Chinese American English-speaking seminarians and pastors don't have any place to meet.
这些第二代的中国人，他们长大了以后去神学院读书，做牧师的，他们没有一个地方是他们可以聚集在一起的。
So they're scattered everywhere.
他们就是在各地方服侍或是念神学。
And then many churches don't know how to find them.
很多教会不知道到哪里去找他们。
I'm sure you have that experience of trying to find an English pastor.
你们要找英文部牧师的时候，你就知道有这个经验，不知道到哪里去找他们。
So Isaac, my organization is proposing to have a national conference.
所以有一个机构，它是想办法能够提供在整个美国的这方面的一个网路。
And invite all of them to come for retreat.
他们能够在一起来开退休会
，for training，
有训练会
，for encouragement，
彼此鼓励
，to get to know each other for fellowship，
在一起有一些好的彼此的认识跟分享
，and they can also put their resumes， make their resumes available，
还可以把他们的履历表弄好，然后大家互相传
，so the churches that sponsor it can also have an idea of who the new leaders are，
所以教会来支持。在这个集会的也可以知道说有哪一些人。
Another idea,
另外一个想法
is to perhaps have an orientation session.
也许提供一个
one week orientation seminar.
一个星期让他们能够在这里很快的进入状况。
For the pastors who are trained overseas.
让那些在海外受装备训练的。的牧师他们来到美国，给他们一些机会，能够熟悉状况。
Right, so they understand what is going on in America.
让他们能够了解美国的情况。
So this can help to avoid any miscommunication or misunderstanding.
这样能够避免很多的不必要的误解。
And some of the experienced pastors, like Pastor Chi, can be a leader in organizing. Oh, you're shaking your head.
像齐牧师这样已经在北美有经验的牧师，就能够帮助来办这样子的营会。
Because I think the new pastors could use some help.
新的海外来的牧师真的可以用可以用我们的一些帮助。
So I think these are ways that maybe we can help all the Chinese churches in North America if we just bring the key leaders together.
如果我们能把在北美的一些主要的华人教会的领袖能够集合在一起的话，也许可以办一些这些方面的事工。
Another thing that our organization will try to develop next year.
另外一个我们这个以撒事工的机构明年想要做的。
We're going to do research.
我们希望做一点研究。
What kind of qualities make a person successful to do the intergenerational work?
一个人如果要很成功的做跨代的这个事工的话，他需要有什么样子的特质？
So we want to study what would help, what would make that person successful.
我们想要研究一下怎么样的人什么样子的特质能够使一个人在这方面能够成功的做跨代的事工。
And we'll keep on trying to provide practical suggestions as well.
我们希望能够提供一些很实用的一些建议。
So we really, I think that these are just some examples of some suggestions.
这只是一些例子。
And I'm looking forward to hearing yours.
我想听听你们有什么别的主意。
So it's now about almost 8:30. So I'd like to just stop for a moment and see if you have any reaction, reflection, and then we can just talk some more together.
现在八点半，我想把时间交给你们。你们可以发言，谈一谈你们的想法，或是有什么问题。
Yeah, is there an open mic?
你可以举个手，他们我想他们可以给你个麦克风，或是你可以上来也可以。
Do you think that some of these ideas would work?
你觉得我刚刚提的这些想法，可不可能实行？你觉得？
哦 good.
有人点头。后面有麦克风，你想讲什么话，你就举个手。那边有。你等一下，那个他们把麦克风交给你。
I know there's a lot of children that grow up, they grow up here in the church. And once they finish the high school, they go to college, and seems like they lost. And how can we help them to come back to the church, get back to, you know, the church life? Because a lot of time, you know, when they finish high school, it seems like they lost. They go into the war and lost in the war. Yeah, that's my main point. Is it possible that church can organize, you know, some kind of group, you know, to call them to come back, I mean, to help them, sure. To restrain them. That's my concern.
Did you want to translate that?
他提到说，孩子高中毕业以后就去念大学，很多就不再参加教会，或者就迷失了在这个世界里面。那我们教会能做什么，能够帮助他们继续回到教会里，或者是回到他们信仰里面，是不是这样？讲的是离开这个城的孩子，是不是？不一定呀， yeah. 或者说离开这城的。远地的，或者说还留在这个城的，两者都有。Either going out of town or in town.
Right, right. That's a very good question because every church, even non-Chinese churches, have the same problem.
这是很好的问题。那事实上，这不是华人教会特有的哈，其他的美国人教会一样有这个问题。
I think I can start by suggesting some reasons why that happens.
我可以一开始我可以先告诉你们。为这些事情为什么会发生？
And then maybe we can talk together about solutions.
然后我们可以讨论一下有什么样子的解决方法。
One set of reasons we cannot control.
有一些的原因是我们不能控制的。
Because every child when they become an adult wants to be an individual.
每一个孩子当他们成年，他们希望是一个独立自主的。
They want to be independent.
他们要独立。
So they naturally are thinking about leaving their family to start their own life.
基本的他们希望离开这个家庭，能够开始他们自己的生活。
So that's not easy to change.
这个要改变是很难的。
Another factor that is you can't control is just the job situation.
另外一个你没办法控制的就是工作的情形。
My father and mother never thought that I would leave New York City.
我父母从来没有想到有一天我会离开纽约。
They were very happy when I got into a doctoral program.
我进入念博士学位的时候，他们很高兴。
But they didn't know that once I got my doctorate, I have to move.
但他们不了解说，等我博士一念完，我就搬走了。
Because it's very hard to get a teaching position in New York City.
因为要在纽约市找到一个教书的工作很难。
So you saw I had to go to Denver, Rochester.
所以我搬到 Denver 去了，然后又去 Rochester.
And my family wasn't too happy about that.
然后我的家庭就不太高兴。
And I'm sure you have similar experiences migrating from your home too.
你们大概也有同样的情形。
So economically, you can't control that.
在经济上，这是你不能够控制的。
And I think another thing that we can't control is that our children are raised in a society that does not respect Chinese people.
另外一个我想提的就是我们孩子他们成长的一个社会环境是对华人不是很尊重的。
My son is in high school now and he is studying history.
我儿子在高中，他现在在读历史。
And they don't study anything about Chinese history.
他们不会读中国历史。
Or Chinese American history.
或者说美国华人的历史。
So when they grow up, when he learns, he doesn't learn anything positive about being Chinese.
所以当他的成长的过程中，他没有学到对于美国华人任何正面的东西。
And then the American media,
美国的媒体
the movies, the television shows,
电影电视
they very very rarely portray Chinese or Asians in a very positive way.
他们很少在他们的影片里面。把中国人描述成一个很正面的角色。
So there is nothing in our American society to value Chinese people.
所以在美国的社会，对中国人就是很少是看重的。
So when children grow up in that environment,
孩子在这样的环境长大
，they will begin to not like their own Chinese heritage.
他们开始不是很喜欢他们原来的中国人的背景。
We cannot really control that too much.
这也不是我们能控制的。
So, but what we can control,
我们可以控制的
is to try to be as loving and caring and open as possible to each other.
我们只能够说我们尽一切的爱他们，关怀他们，并且用一个很开放的态度来对待他们。
Some churches have Chinese language school.
有一些教会他们会有中文学校。
I'm not sure that will work.
我不太确定这个也会有帮助。
But if the church can provide some teaching about how to appreciate Chinese American history, for example.
如果教会能够教他们能够怎么样看重美国华人的历史，我想会有帮助。
Yeah, maybe they will grow up feeling more positive about themselves.
也许他们成长的时候会对他们自己的这个身份。会有更正面的看法。
Does anyone else have any ideas? Have you tried anything?
你有没有试过别的？还有没有什么想法在这方面？
Thank you very much for the question. I hope I was helpful.
谢谢这样子的一个问题。不知道是不是有帮助。
Anyone else?
还有没有人有问题？
I Don't be shy. I know there, I know that you, all of you probably had some disagreements with a second generation person.
Yeah, 不必客气, 哈, 不要不好意思, 我想你们跟第二代之间总是有一些,
yeah, Dr. Deng, could you describe what's the major complaint or expectation from the second generation to our Chinese congregation? Usually, what's their what's major conflict or their expectation?
秦牧师的问题就是说, 能不能, 描述一下, 我们第二代对第一代到底 最抱怨的是什么？哈，就是说两方的一些冲突点在到底在哪里
？I think that that's a hard question to answer because there are different kinds of responses.
这个问题困难是在这个问题的答案有很多各方面的不一样的反应。
So let me start by looking at the leadership first, the pastor leadership.
我先从 教会的领导这个阶层来看
I think many second generation pastors
很多第二代的牧师
they are not equipped to work in a Chinese church
他们所受的装备 使他们不是很合适在一个华人教会里面服侍
So they will go to American seminary
他们会到一个美国人的神学院
and they learn nothing about Chinese churches in America
在神学院里面他们没有学到有关美国华人教会的任何事情
If you look at all the American seminaries there's no professor who teaches about the Chinese church in America
你如果去看美国的神学院 没有一个教授开一个课是教导他们有关美国的华人教会
So what they learn is a ministry that's for American churches.
所以他们在神学院所学到的是怎么样牧养一个美国人的教会。
So their expectations are more for American churches.
所以他们心中的期望或者他们的想法是美国人的教会。
And when they come to a Chinese church,
当他们来到一个中国人教会,
there is not easy. They must be open to learn.
对他们很不容易, 然后他们要很开放, 要愿意重新学习。
And if they come to a church that that has its own expectations of the pastor, that's not the same, then there will be conflict.
那当这个他来服侍的那个教会对一个牧师又有不一样的一个期望的时候，那两方就会蛮困难。And
I also noticed that a lot of Chinese churches do not train their own English pastors.
我另外一个我注意到就是。 大部分的华人教会，并不给他们的英语部的牧师训练。They're
always trying to hire somebody outside.
他们并不训练自己人出来做英语部牧师，而是到外面去请一位来。So
when you have a person who's trained in an American seminary coming to your church,
所以往往你们得到的是一个。 在美国的神学院里面受训练的一个人，然后来你的教会，
there will probably be conflict.
那这就会产生不少的冲突。
So we need to have some better training and equipping.
我们需要在我们自己教会里面有好一点的训练跟装备。
And other English pastors complain that the Chinese pastor has no interest in the English ministry.
那另外一个就是英语部的传道常常。 的抱怨就是说，中文部的牧师对英语部施工没有什么兴趣。So
they don't feel supported.
他们不觉得他们受到支持。They
feel like they're just hired to be a babysitter.
他们觉得他们只是被雇来看他们的孩子。And
they don't feel that they're really part of the church.
也不太觉得他们是教会的一部分。So
that I think requires much more. The members of the church have to pay attention to the relationship between the English and Chinese.
这是我们教会的会众需要对英语部的牧者需要更多注意的。I
think overall, most English speaking are very open. They love to have interaction with the Chinese speaking.
我认为大多数的讲英语的牧者，他们是大部分都是很开放的，他们愿意听，愿意学习。
So I think there needs to be time for the Chinese speaking to tell their stories to the English speaking.
所以讲中文的这边可能要多花点时间 来告诉他们有关于我们的故事。
So one suggestion is that when you go on your retreat,
一个可能就是当你们去一个退休会的时候
，Usually there's an English section and a Chinese section, right?
常常是两边分开，那边是英语部的一堆，这边是中文部的自己开会。
Maybe you can have a joint session.
也许中间可以有一个联合的部分。
No preaching.
中间不讲道了。
But just share very short testimonies about your experience.
就是彼此分享一些你的经验、你的见证啊，彼此的分享。
So that there's more communication. I think most of the problems are just lack of communication.
我认为大部分的问题都是因为两方很缺少沟通。
And other complaints are basically because they were raised not to appreciate Chinese or Asian people.
另外一个就是说他们成长的环境就他们并不是很喜欢中国的中国人 的一个文化。
So it would be helpful if you can show them how cool it is to be Chinese.
所以你如果让他们能够显给他们看做一个中国人多么棒哈。好的一方面。
I think it is.
Yeah, 我觉得是很棒的一件事。
When I visited Shanghai,
我曾经访问过上海。
Everybody there looks much more fashionable than people here.
我觉得在上海每一个人看起来比在这里还时髦。
So I think that our English congregation can learn, and they are. I think there's a change going on. The English speaking are becoming more open to the Chinese.
事实上，我们的英语，我大部分的英语的会众现在这些年也越来越开放。对于了解中国文化，对于了解中国人越开放。
So I just urge you to be patient.
我是就是期望你们能够多有耐心。
And be just if they complain, just accept it.
如果他们有抱怨，就接受。
But try to treat them as if you would treat somebody you really really care about.
但是对待他们就像对待一个你真的是很在乎你真的是很关怀的一个人。
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Complaints are usually not. I don't think the complaints are really major. They're usually small things.
大部分的抱怨都不是大事情。
I think the biggest. Okay, I just remember one.
我想起来有一个最大的抱怨。
Is when decisions are made.
是当教会做决定的时候。
Without even considering their needs.
就是都是。完全没有想到他们的需要。
I was in a church in Rochester.
我曾经在 Rochester 一个教会。
Where the deacons in the Chinese church in the Chinese side.
在中文部这边的执事。
They just decided that we're going to now expand our building.
他们决定要扩大他们的教堂。
But we also had a group of English-speaking a core of English-speaking leaders people.
我们但是那个教会还是有一群。核心的讲英文的同工
，They wanted to have an English pastor.
他们希望有一个英文牧师。
So at first the Chinese deacons just made the decision and that's it.
但是刚开始中文部的执事就做了决定。
And all the English members were very upset.
所以英语部的人就很不开心。
So my wife and I tried to help a little bit.
对，我太太跟我就在他们中间给他们一些帮助。
And we suggested that they table the decision.
我们建议说他们先把这个决定放下来。
And then have the deacons go to all the fellowship groups.
让这些执事们到所有的团契去。
And propose why they want to expand the building.
跟他们解释说为什么我们要扩建我们的教堂。
So this way they have the personal face-to-face conversation.
在这样情形之下，至少他们两方有面对面的一些交谈。
And then after a lot more prayer and talking and communicating,
经过了很多的彼此的交谈、一起的祷告、彼此的沟通。
The English members finally agreed to support the idea.
最后英语部的会众决定支持教会扩堂的这个决定。
But it's only because they feel like they were included in the conversation.
只是因为他们现在开始觉得说在整个决定里面他们被包括在里面。
So that's why it has to be very slow. Nothing can be fast.
所以很多决定最好不要太快慢一点。
And I think that's the number one reason why there's tension.
这是为什么两方会有一些紧张状况的一个第一个原因。
Thank you. good question.
这是很好的一个问题。
Anything on a that you ask, maybe in your own family life, is there any problems that you have? Maybe I can help a little.
有没有任何有关于你自己家庭生活的一些问题？
You don't have to.
我可以帮忙解答的呢。
我机会哈，有没有人要问？
Well, I want to basically thank you for listening. This is not a sermon. It's really a practical how-to.
谢谢你们听我在这里的一些解说。这不是一个讲道哈，只是很实际的我们的一些做法。
Because I really, really believe that God has a special purpose for our Chinese churches in America.
我真的相信神对于我们在美国的华人教会有他特殊的目的。
And I think that for too many years, our Chinese churches have wasted too much energy on these fights.
很多年来我们浪费很多的精力在双方的这些冲突里面。
So, if we pray together,
如果我们一起祷告
and try to find a common vision,
尝试的双方能够一同寻求一个共同的意向。
I think that every Chinese church in America can have a successful intergenerational ministry.
每一个在美国的华人教会都能够有一个很成功的跨代的事工。
Okay, so please remember, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile.
记得哈，就是耶利米书的二十九章第七节哈，我把你们送到的被掳之地的那个城，你要为他们求平安。
So pray for the Chinese in America.
所以为在美国的华人那一代，为他们祷告。
And they will in the end become your best, the best support for the Chinese church in America.
最后呢，至终他们会成为，在美国你们这个华人美国华人教会的最好的支持。
Shall we close in prayer?
好，我们一起祷告。
We thank you, God, for this time that we can share.
谢谢主，给我们这一段分享的时间。
And I appreciate the patience of all of the people here.
我也很感谢所有在这里的弟兄姐妹的耐心。
I hope that they will think deeply about how to build up this church.
但愿我们这都能够努力的来建造这个教会。
So that all the Chinese in Atlanta can hear the gospel.
使得所有在亚特兰大的华人能够听到福音。
And all the Chinese in America in Atlanta who are used to using English can also be hear the gospel from this church.
并且使在亚特兰大讲英文的中国人也能够在这个教会能够听到福音。
I am so grateful to hear about the wonderful efforts that this church is making.
主啊，感谢你，因为我听到在这个教会有很美的见证。
You have such great leaders here.
这里有很好的领袖。
And I really believe that God has something special for this church.
主啊，我们相信你在这个教会有你很特别的一个目的。
So as this church continues to seek your kingdom,
这个教会在继续寻求你自己的国度的时候，
I pray that Christ's love will continue to flood through the whole church.
我祈求基督的爱能够在这个教会里面流畅。
So that everyone it touches.
能够触摸到每一个人的心。
We'll taste and see how good God is.
能够尝到神的美善。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Thank you and sorry for being so short.
谢谢，抱歉，这个很短。